gonna crash your little party. I'm Courtney.
Courtney, welcome to the podcast, and welcome you, listener, and the whole internet.
For those who don't know, Courtney is our
executive genius creative director, which Charlotte can't remember.
Ever. But do you know those commercials you really enjoy? That's all Courtney.
She doesn't want to take credit for that. She's like, I'm an adult.
Hey, I'm a grown-up, and I don't want to be associated with your temple-y twat.
After
the poon powder.
Listen, it's...
Take a drink, listen.
We are having a great time hanging out with each other, and we thought it would be such a good time to tell you guys some stories about stupid shit we've done, or funny shit, or cool shit, or just some shit.
Or some...
P5. secret code.
So cheers, ladies.
Cheers. We're drinking only the finest box wine from Kirkland.
This is the last of the Eli Chardonnay. I've got the boxed Kirkland on ice in a bowl.
It looks very fancy.
I took a picture of it. It may or may not be the cover photo for this week's YouTube video.
Fancy AF.
Yeah,
so totally. Way we roll.
hey, what's happening, patrons? Shout out to you guys.
Hey, thanks for being awesome,
Thanks for giving us money and buying us drinks.
Thanks for encouraging us to keep doing this every week. I mean, I'm sure some people would probably pay us to stop doing this, but too bad.
But you outnumber them, so thank you very much. Do we have anything to repent for this week?
My liver is repenting currently.
Your liver's repenting every week, Charlotte.
That's true.
Like, why do you do this to me, Charlotte?
It hurts!
I just want to live! I feel great.
Good. I'm feeling better.
I'd like to come inside.
I'd like to come inside now.
Did you see the remake, Courtney, of The Thing? I guess it would be
it's
the
not
prequel.
A remake, it's a prequel. It came out in like 2016, I want to say. CGI is real bad, but it's great.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm thinking of The Mist.
I
didn't remake that.
I just watched it a few weeks back. It's real good.
I'll give my mother some credit. She made me and Tiffany watch it when we went to visit last summer. And it was actually really, really good. It was a prequel where it leads up to where that movie ends, immediately goes into The Thing.
Yeah, so, and the continuity was like actually perfect. The best part. That was really cool the way that it ended and then went right into the beginning of the original
one. Because if you go into the movie The Thing, you know, when they go back and check out the Norwegians' lab or whatever, their compound where they were staying in Antarctica, like there's an axe in the wall and like different tables are overturned and things like that. So this movie shows us why the axe was in the wall, why the tables were overturned.
The blood's in the right spot.
Right, it was perfect. And
so
anybody
should watch that one first and then watch the old one?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what we did. And in another life, the job I've always wanted, I just want to be the continuity person on movies so that I can make sure that shit flies.
You should do that. You live in Southern California. You live in the perfect place for it.
I think you have to have an education or something. I don't know.
We'll go get one.
Yeah, that sounds like work.
Everybody puts on their application. School, hard knocks. Graduate.
Well, the test should be is, tell me 5 things in this picture that were incorrect based on that picture. I'm like, oh, that, and that. That door wasn't open before.
Your tie is the wrong color.
One of our friends works on movies, and she does wardrobe. And she was telling me she was working with Channing Tatum.
Is that Magic Mike?
Yep. Yes. And so she's like, oh, it's great, because I got to take a bunch of Polaroid pictures of him, and like, it's like... Like, she's like... She's like, well, I had to make sure the belt was correct for the next scene.
So his codpiece area?
Yes! So now she has lots of pictures.
She showed us the pictures, too, which I'm sure is some sort of breach of contract.
I'm pretty sure we shouldn't say it out loud.
But we didn't say your name, did we?
No,
got
we
to
did
see
though.
His crotchal area.
Well, it's
I mean,
covered
it's got
jeans.
Jeans on, but, you know.
So, you know, I hear they don't have jeans at the Thunderdome down under.
You know what I just realized? This year... Actually, next year will be 30 years that we've been friends.
Oh,
that's one that's fucked up.
Sweet. Yeah, you're fucking old as shit.
30 years. That's bananas.
Yeah.
This is 29.
That's pretty crack.
I was just talking to one of my friends, been friends probably about that long too, and it was just like, I was like, we were talking about when me and my high school boyfriend broke up. I was like, where did you find this? There's a picture. I'm like, where the fuck did you find this picture? He's like, I don't know. You gave it to me. On my computer, it's marked 2002. And I was like, oh yeah, that would have been the year that me and the boyfriend had broken up. And then he's like, yep, two decades ago. And I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. That was 20 years ago. That's not right.
Yeah. Right. Wait till you start talking about 30 years ago. And then you're like, well, I'm dead now. I guess I'm dead now.
I was going to say, I became friends with him when I was 12, so it's nearly 30 years, which, yeah, we're all going to die. No one gets out of this alive.
How much more can our livers take? Should we put them to the test?
You know, there are people out there who do a lot worse shit than we do. And,
Nikki's still alive. If Nikki Six is still alive, we can survive anything.
We can do it. Hey, I have something for Warren Corner for you guys.
Okay.
Have you heard of D's Nats?
No!
I was hoping you hadn't heard of them. I think technically it's pronounced Des Nats, but it's spelled D-E-Z-N-A-T-S, so it's, you kind of want to pronounce it D's Nats. Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just the classy wine setup situation going on right now is... Okay, so
I had to remove my bag of wine from the ice bath that it's currently in.
Gotta keep it cold.
And I was hoping that when I put the wine back into the ice bath, it wouldn't just explode over.
Like it did when I put it in there the first time. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, we're talking about your nuts.
Yes, we're talking about D's Nats. So D's Nats are, it stands for Deseret Nation. Deseret Nation. And it's basically a bunch of... it's militia style Mormons.
Oh.
FLDS Mormons that are big into, white supremacy and white nationalism.
Ew.
And that kind of shit. Also having multiple wives and, probably having AR-15s and...
Generally horrible people.
Yeah. I want to say that her cousin, the Prophet, is a part of that movement, but I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that. He's got everything going except the white nationalism, and I think that he has that too.
I would like to think that he doesn't, but based on, the family we grew up in, I can't see how he wouldn't be.
Mm-hmm,
my grandpa wasn't a racist person, except for when he was.
I think I just figured out a way to get you to say that you'll put Ted Cruz's nuts in your mouth.
God damn it. You can't. Family members don't count.
Well, so the Prophet has been being extraordinarily mean to me on my personal Facebook, talking
it's
about
not
how...
a good way to get nuts sucked.
So gross, Courtney. So gross.
I want you to meet my cousin.
She's seen the
pictures.
I've
seen his photo, and you guys picked me, so.
Well, so apparently. He's very right wing, and he was talking about how I don't know if he called me a libtard, but he might as well have. I was like, you need to move to wherever, just get out of here. There's gonna be a war, and we're gonna kill you all. Ooh, shit like that, nice. Basically.
Do you screen grab these things? You should send them to me.
Okay, I will. I think you commented on it or laughed at it or something. Anyways, I will. I'll screen grab them. Yeah. So I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now, and it says that the. They are considered a right-wing group with elements of alt-right and white nationalism. And some members of the D's Nat... I just can't get over the fact that they're calling themselves D's Nat. Like, it's obviously D's Nuts.
And also dated nuts? Come on.
The D's Nat community wished to recreate the historical state of Deseret, which the LDS Church declared in the 1840s to cover modern-day Utah and parts of adjacent states, as well as the succession of a theocratic Mormon state. So they want to succeed. They want to have Utah succeed and be their own Pakistan.
Because it works so well with Texas.
Their own Pakistan. Right. Or their own whatever.
If Texas can't make this happen, no one can.
Can we just throw Texas and Utah in the same, in the same shit pile?
They have to have an underground... They have to have an underground tunnel to connect with each other.
I guess they could take Arizona. Could we what borders Texas to...
I'm having fun in Arizona. Don't let him have Arizona.
You can't have it. So just to wrap it up, so you get the full picture of these gnats. They're very against the LGBT community.
Of course.
Anybody who's perceived to be an apostate, feminists, abortion activists, and pornographic film actors are included in this Wikipedia. So
Dirk Diggler?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. They have no formal organization, but they share a common ideology. They don't like people who are politically progressive.
Well, then they hate you, Mandy.
So anyway, that's Mormon Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know about D's Nets.
They're just pathetic.
Yeah, like, it's all stupid.
Just
be nice to people.
Yeah, if people just fucking mind their own goddamn business, what do you care what abortionists are doing or the gays are doing?
Yeah, nobody gives a shit that you have 18 wives and 47 kids. Leave people alone.
Right? I mean, I care that you probably are, sleeping with underage children.
When you're sucking up all my welfare dollars.
Courtney needs them!
When you start fucking the kids, and that's when we got a problem.
Right.
But if you have five wives and a million kids, fine.
If you were successfully able to brainwash some chicks into being your fifth wife, then that's your business.
Anyway, what do we have for cool shit this week?
Well, me. I'm pretty fucking cool. There's that.
But let's wrap it up, everybody. Thanks for joining our podcast. Welcome to the end. Earlier when we were drinking, before now when we're still drinking, we were talking about, I hate to say her name, but I'm going to say it just for clarity's sake, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a representative, U.S. representative from Georgia. Or is she a senator? No, U.S. representative from Georgia. I don't like to say her name, and we've been calling her Marjorie Toenail Grease because I read that on Twitter and I thought it was funny. But I think the three of us can come up with a better acronym for MTG than Marjorie Toenail Grease. So
something like mongoloid twatty goose face.
Mossy taint. Gross.
What about
menstrual titty goulash?
I can't even keep up. I was thinking mud butt turd girl.
Mudbutt's always a good one. You know?
Mudbutt turd girl, I like. And it rolls off the tongue so
it does.
Well.
I think we found the new name right there. Like, I hereby bequeath my title to you.
All right, let it be known from here forth and forevermore.
There's a dead bug in here.
Listeners, if you have any...
Just trying to get to the shorty party.
If you guys have any genius acronyms for MTG, send them our way.
I mean, good luck beating
Mud Butt
Turd Girl. Because that was pretty fucking rad. I thought we were going to at least throw out five more ideas before we came up with something magical, but you fucking nailed it, so good
Thank
job.
You. I don't know where it came from. It was just inspired. Picturing her face and her hair and her ugly grossness. Yeah, Mud Butt Turd Girl. Well, shit. You know,
this motherfucker.
I'm trying to decide what we should talk about since there's so much shit, but I found this funny article from The Independent that you guys might get a kick out of that's titled, Did Steve Bannon Just Turn MTG and Matt Gaetz into Communists? And I was like, oh, that could be funny. And the way that The Independent has it written is actually makes me laugh, so I'm just going to read it to you guys because it's pretty great. They say, Donald Trump decided not to speak on the anniversary of the January 6th insurrection, so his former advisor and best friend turned worst enemy turned best friend again, Steve Bannon, decided to fill the far-right gap. And what a gap-filling exercise it was. He has a podcast called The War Room, a sweat-fueled hate fest broadcast every day of the week on Real America's Voice.
Every day?
Can you imagine?
We do this once a week and it's fucking, well, I'm not going to say it's exhausting, but it takes some time.
Right. Yeah, every day of the week, Bannon took us on a journey. His multi-part series commemorating the Deadly Riot featured such illustrious characters as alleged sex trafficker Matt Gaetz, Jewish space laser believer Marjorie Taylor Greene,
Mudbutt Turd Girl.
And author of the snappily named January 6th, How Democrats Used the Capitol to Protest... Sorry. How Democrats Used the Capitol Protest to Launch a War on Terror Against the Political Right. That's a mouthful. Let's see. It goes on to say...
If the political right wasn't acting like a bunch of fucking butt monkeys...
Mud butts.
And actually, you know, just being enemies of the state, that we... Nobody would have to be arguing this. I'm drunk.
Cheers.
It says here, too, Bannon has a shtick, and he likes to keep to it. He'd carefully arranged the iconography surrounding himself for the show. So this is a video show, too. On his right stood a portrait of Jesus Christ, much like us.
Nice.
I'm not comparing myself to Steve Bannon. Let me take that back.
But she does have a picture of Jesus hanging from
my farm. So attractive.
And a white cross on his left, a large framed placard that said, "There are no conspiracies, but there are no coincidences." That's fucking deep, Steve Bannon. And another that simply called for action, action, action. Propped up in front of Jesus was a small card that stated, "We can do hard things." Which was perhaps the most perplexing element of the scenery.
Like my dick.
Anyway, they had a talk. I'm sure people were embarrassed.
But how are they communists?
Well, let me get to it. There's a lot of words here. Bannon did what he does best. He turned to another spigot of rage. He asked MTG to describe how she had been kicked off Twitter a few hours earlier. And for a while, girl warmed to it. I'm just going to use her, you know,
her last name.
Mudbutt Turd Girl.
When Twitter kicked me, an elected member of Congress, off their platform, that's a direct attack on our government, she said with a straight face. Bannon nodded enthusiastically, adding that it was a disgrace that our commander-in-chief had had his account suspended by a private company.
Right.
I mean, you're saying it out loud. Don't you realize how stupid you are?
No, because she's a fucking moron.
I want to turn them into public utilities and have show trials around the executives that did this, he added at one point. A veritable Stalin in the making. I want to take your private company, turn it into a public thing that the government owns, and then, you know, make you suffer.
But don't do socialized healthcare.
But then it goes on to say, but Mudbutt Turd Girl doesn't ever, ever stay on script. She wanted to talk about how Americans who tested positive for COVID might be rounded up and put into camps. She has a real obsession with the Holocaust, this woman.
Space lasers.
She needed people to know that Omicron is no threat to anyone. Gaetz simultaneously jumped in to say that Chuck Schumer's got so many relatives working in big tech that I think he sends Christmas cards straight to Silicon Valley. Chuck Schumer is quite famously Jewish, so I doubt he'll be sending Christmas cards to family members in California or anywhere, but you never know. Among the usual buzzwords and familiar phrases, George Soros, Antifa, American families who aren't going to take it anymore. A strange impression began to build. It seemed that Gaetz, Green, and even Bannon might be sleepwalking into authoritarian socialism. There was a lot of talk about how First Amendment should mean private companies in Silicon Valley come under government control. There was a speech about the workers rising up and changing the Republican Party. There was denial of the democratically elected president. Jack Posobiec?
Who is not Povich, I don't know.
Maury what?
He was featured on the War Room. He tweeted afterwards, Alexander Hamilton once referred to countries with pure democracy as deformed tyrannies. Nationalize the private companies, get out the show trials, lead the proletariat to install a leader who does away with democratic norms. It's all starting to sound a little Bolshevik, really, isn't it? We need firebrands, Bannon kept saying while gazing intently at Mudbutt Turd Girl. And Gaetz. One certainly got the impression that the future was red. It might just be a little more red than anyone involved in the GOP bargained for. I don't generally like to read articles verbatim. Just straight verbatim, but whoever wrote this, let me give them credit here, did such a good job of making me laugh. Holly Baxter from New York, thank you. That was fabulous. And we laughed, and it was great.
It was great. And also, the fact that fucking people like Steve Bannon and other representatives of this country are spouting shit like that is terrifying.
Without
like,
a shred of irony.
Right.
I guess I was just going to ask Charlotte, if you
God
had to
damn it, Courtney.
Toss the salad of Steve Bannon or Mudbutt Turd Girl, who's your Caesar?
That's awful.
You're a horrible, horrible person.
You love me, and I'm one of your best friends.
It's true, and I hate you so much.
You'll die if you don't pick one.
You have to do both if you don't pick
no,
one.
No, I'd be death. It's fine. You have to do both and go fuck yourself. I just
this
don't.
Is not a game of kings. You can't just walk away.
I'm trying to think who would at least shower more often. So I'm going to go with the Turd Girl.
Oh!
Because
Bannon went to prison.
Yeah.
Also, one of my favorite Twitter accounts to follow is the Angry Staffer, right? And he would talk about how Bannon would show up every day to work just chugging water because he was so hungover from partying the night before. Yeah. And it was just like, you know, that guy
would shower. There's something wrong with that.
Sweating.
Like, all, does your asshole taste like vodka? Well, then actually maybe that's an argument for
maybe
Bannon.
Change that. Yeah.
When we started this podcast, I never in a million years thought we would be talking about the flavor of Steve Bannon's asshole. But here we are.
I think we just found our title of this episode.
Tastes like Coors Light and
rye. The flavor. So should we?
Anyway, you're welcome.
Do we have any more of this motherfucker cool shit, or should we just go straight to a word from our sponsors?
Word from our sponsors.
Hey, girlfriends. Like me, you're probably looking for ways to keep it fresh down under. Well, look no further. I bequeath to you Temple Twat, the new, fresh, heavenly way to keep your cooter clean. Our line of feminine hygiene products will keep your lady business invigorated and open for business. Why not give Temple Twat tampons a go? Our tampons come in 4 sizes to help accommodate the highs and lows of Satan's waterfall. Our tampons are extra wide because we know you've had like 6 or 7 blessings fall out of your sin hole, and we know you need help keeping that sucker in place. Our tampons come unscented or powder fresh to help tame that stench trench. Look for Temple Twat at Smith's or visit our website, Temple Twat. We're here to keep your hole holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 10% off your first purchase. Just use the promo code ANOINT at checkout. That's promo code ANOINT for 10% off your first purchase of Temple Twat.
And we're back. Perfect time for me to ask Courtney the burning question.
That the whole internet wants to know the answer to.
Would you rather chug the cock of alleged pedophile sex trafficker Matt Gaetz, or probably has COVID, Rick DeSantis, what's his name, from Florida?
Well, the fact that he probably has COVID, it shouldn't be a deciding factor because everyone has COVID right now.
He's just a horrible person.
I had COVID, and I don't think that makes me a bad person.
He's just a bad fine.
No, you know what? I think you need to up your game here, Charlotte. I think you need to go Donald Trump
Jr. or Matt Gaetz.
Donald Trump Jr. or Rudy Giuliani. I was going to say Donald Trump or Rudy Giuliani.
Good call.
You know what I mean? Like, you're letting her off
the
hook too easy.
Way to coach, friend. Way to coach, 30-year friend.
Well, what is it, Courtney? Both?
Or Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani.
So is it Rudy Giuliani or...
Or regular Trump, not the cokehead son.
Regular Trump?
Regular Trump.
I'm Giuliani. I'm going to pick Giuliani, and it's because I see how he can lay down on a bed because I saw that Borat movie. And at least he was mildly entertaining when he hosted Saturday Night Live one time. And I'll just go back to those times.
As the tears are streaming down your face.
Chug that cock. Why didn't they pick Donald Trump Jr.?
We're disgusting people.
It's so true. He's trying to get me to go to a hockey game at 6. Yeah, well, that's going to happen.
Do we have any stories for the people?
I think so.
I feel like we've got to have a lot of stories.
I thought we were going to talk Vegas giggles.
Yes. Vegas shenanigans. We've done a lot of Vegas shenanigans on this show, but we've also gone to Vegas a fucking lot.
Right? It's a fact.
It is a cheap, entertaining place to go to, and a delicious place to go to, mm-hmm.
Plenty of good food.
And it's fairly centrally located. Well, to us on the West Coast. Maybe not so much in Hawaii, but...
It's the 7th island?
11th. 9th. Courtney, you and I went to a bar called the 9th Island. Do you remember that in Kauai? It was Vegas themed.
I don't, but I also drink a lot.
It's over there by the food land. It narrows it down, right?
The food land. It was across from our timeshare, right?
Yeah, timeshare. You go down the road, maybe like you go down like the third mango tree, and then you.
I can't tell you. I wish I had the money. I really, really want to buy that blue. Where they filmed Blue Hawaii, that Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
That Elvis movie that got destroyed by a hurricane.
Yeah.
And they've just kind of left it there and haven't done anything with it.
It got destroyed by Aniki in 1992.
When they were filming Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh. What's the name of that place? It's called the Cocoa Palms Resort.
Cocoa Palms, yep.
Yeah. South Park also did a very funny episode called Going Native that featured the Cocoa Palms Resort. That's actually probably one of my favorite South Park episodes I've ever seen, is that when they all have their Mahalo rewards cards.
I'm just upset that it was not a real thing.
Are you? Yeah.
I mean, because I probably call my Foodland card my Mahalo rewards card.
It's called your Maikai card, but it's pretty close. Anyways, Vegas, the 9th Island. Let's kick this off by... Courtney just reminded me that I... forced her to go around Vegas taking pictures of her giving blowjobs to statues.
I wouldn't call that forced.
Back before we had phone cameras, we had little, not even digital, but yeah, disposable Kodak cameras.
It was my first time ever going to Vegas, and we had brought Laurie and Valerie with us, and they were underage, so we bought them a bunch of beer, mm-hmm. filled up a bathtub full of ice. I think we rented a room at a Super 8.
Yeah, Super 8 or Motel 6, left them there.
Filled up the bathtub full of ice, left them with a bunch of beer, and we went out, and we took pictures of me... bacon fellatio statues throughout Vegas.
Statue of Julius Caesar at Caesar's Palace.
That was, like I said, it was my first time to Vegas. It was a lot of fun.
Was that also, so if Laurie and Valerie were there, that was the time when the semi-truck drivers were chasing us down the 15 because we started in Southern California. We took the 15 to Vegas, mm-hmm. and we had some semi-trucks that were aggressively chasing us.
Laurie and Val thought it would be fun to do the pull your hand down that makes the truckers honk their horn, and if they honked their horn, they would flash them some titties.
Some underage titties, by the way.
Some underage titties, and they were really excited by those underage titties, and I think Mandy was driving the car. I was probably road drinking in the passenger seat next to us, and I just remember looking over at the speedometer at one point in time. I'd be like, Mandy, you're going 95 miles per hour. She's like, because this fucking semi-truck is going to kill us. This for some underage titty, it's not worth it.
It was very aggressive. I literally was going 95 and they were keeping up with us.
That's terrifying.
I know.
Also, in what universe does honking a horn mean you get to see my tits? I've never heard of this before.
They were probably drunk.
No, I'm just saying
somebody probably supplied them with alcohol.
So Somebody probably also had the idea to show them their tits.
It was me. My boobs are too big. It's a hassle to show you my boobs.
Yeah, so we got to Vegas and we put them in a hotel room and we're like, you guys stay here. Don't show anyone your tits.
Don't open the door for any truck drivers.
Legitimately terrifying. And I don't know if this was this same time, I might be mixing up stories, but I feel like the grill of that truck had the monster jaws, like the teeth. You know, sometimes the trucks will paint their grills with the teeth.
Were you high on acid?
No, I was driving. I was not high on acid.
And it was
acid.
A tiny little Honda car. I might eat you.
But yeah, that was scary.
It's still kind of weird that, you know, we go to Vegas and maybe we didn't know a lot about travel back then. It was probably cheaper to stay at the casino hotels at that point in time, but we were under the impression that, you know, like, oh, we got this coupon from a rest stop and, you know, we can get this Super 8 hotel.
Yeah.
But that time that we flew into Vegas and got the minivan and did the Southwest tour, we stayed at this Motel 6 with one of those coupons.
Was that the time you put up your alarm of beer cans? Or
it actually, that was on that trip. Yeah. That was in Arizona.
Is your door not locking properly? Don't worry. Just make a pyramid of beer cans in front of the door, so if somebody opens it, you'll wake up.
Go, Courtney and Stephanie. We'll take care of everything for you. That's Watch out, Mandy.
Was that you or Tiffany that threw a full bottle of beer at my head?
I think that time was Tiffany. I threw a shoe at your head. When you wouldn't let me order the mozzarella sticks on room service. So yeah, there was another time. It was at Tiffany's 21st birthday that we took her to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And that's when I threw the shoe at your head.
That was the time you peed off of the Hoover Dam, correct? There's pictures that say yes.
Perhaps.
Courtney, I'm not sure if we were going to tell that story.
By the way, it was Courtney who peed off of the Hoover Dam.
There are some really great pictures of a bunch of us like holding on to her. She's got her butt over.
So scary. Yeah. So scary.
These are the moments that I could have died. And it would be so sad. Remember that time we killed our friend?
Remember Courtney? She was fun.
Then we kept driving and we went to Huck a Dead Baby Point.
Yes,
Huck a Dead Baby Point.
Just like this place to like pull off the freeway where it's just like all you see is like stars. And deserts and amazing. And we're chugging beers and I'm just like, this is a perfect place to huck a dead baby.
And all these years later, we still refer to it as Huck a Dead Baby Point.
I'd like to go to there.
It's really beautiful.
Before we started this conversation, I think I just like realized I don't think that I've ever been to Vegas with you.
Did we not go to Vegas a couple months ago? Yeah, we did because I slept the whole time. Yeah,
oh, we did Avalon Trail.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I was very tired.
Our first time, and it's where you guys were kind enough to watch the Seahawks play with me, and you got
lost
jersey,
$50.
Lost $50, and you got your hat, and we had a fantastic time.
Oh, you know what else we did?
And when we go again, I'm not going to be so tired, and I'm going to go gamble and do all the fun things that you do in Vegas.
You know what else we did on that trip that we should probably tell the listeners about?
Was that the time that we made an impulse purchase?
At the Walgreens across the street.
Oh, right.
We stay at the Cosmopolitan because we're fancy like that. And I love the fucking Cosmopolitan and it's my favorite place ever.
It's a great hotel.
And I have a rewards program. So right down on street level from the Cosmopolitan, there's a Walgreens. And we were there buying some wine, you know, some Pringles, some room essentials, some water. And they had an aerosol can of air, like in an impulse purchase thing as you're waiting
in line.
How much
was it?
$17.99.
Are you fucking crazy? You paid $20 for air?
$17.99.
I think we already talked about how fucking fancy you are.
And I picked it up, and there was different ones, too. There was like some that were mint flavor.
Pickle flavor?
No pickle that I remember.
That's unfortunate.
But I mean, it was literally like a cardboard stand thing of like that you put right at the impulse at the register to get people, stupid people, to buy shit.
Drunk people to buy shit. And
so there was different scents and there was different like patterns on the container. So I picked the neutral, unscented camouflage container.
Did they have, what are the hippies like?
Tie-dye?
Patchouli?
Patchouli?
Patchouli flavor?
Oh, good Lord, could you imagine? You want to throw up.
That would have never happened.
Well, and I did pick it up, and then I put it back. And then I was like, that's stupid. And then we walked down the aisle a little bit, or down the line a little bit, and I was like, no, I need it. Went back and
got it. You only live once. I mean, come on.
It'll be much shorter with this can of air.
Well, and the idea is if you have, like, it, and it says it on the can, it's like, professional NFL football athletes use it. People use it to recover from whatever. I mean, it's basically trying to sell it to get rid of your hangover.
Right.
But they're telling you all these sports people use it.
They say that they pump pure oxygen into casinos to keep you awake so that you'll keep gambling, and they don't put any clocks anywhere. So you never know what time it is, but you're always wide awake so you don't realize how much money you're fucking losing.
Mandy, it's 5 a.m. Hit your can.
Well, so I bought the can, and I drank heavily with you two, and then I woke up hungover, as I do, and I probably will tomorrow, but the difference is tomorrow I won't have a can of air.
They don't have those impulse buys.
Apparently
here.
They don't have professional athletes here. Cardinals suck.
They're stifling us here in Phoenix.
But I'll tell you what, I didn't feel like I was totally duped by buying that. But I also didn't get a magical hangover cure either. So, but something about it was nice.
Okay, so I woke up, because like I said, I was very tired. And instead of going out and partying, I'm like, I need to sleep. So I did. I woke up to you guys doing these whippets that aren't whippets, because it's a can o' air. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, let me try this. I'm not hungover, so, you know, I can be the control group or some shit. And I'm just like, no, it's literally like breathing. But I'm not breathing because there are chemicals in there to force air out. So I'm just giving myself cancer, right?
No.
Yes.
Maybe.
No. It's like smoking a cigarette.
It's like, have you been to an oxygen bar?
Have another drink. I was going to bring that up because another time we were in Vegas, and I think I was with you, uh-huh. And we walked by an oxygen bar, and they're just like, it's the perfect cure for a hangover. And I was like, sold. We sat down, and like, you know, they put like the little nose thing, and like you get the different scents, and like, you know, there's like a mentholyptus one, and
tangerine,
and something. And then like, you know, you're sitting there, and you're just like, it's fucking air. It's not helping me with my hangover at all. And then all of a sudden, she like comes at you with a head massager.
Yes.
That weird, like, metal.
Yes.
Like, she's like, ah! You just ruined everything I was working for right here by touching me with that thing. And, you know, did you clean it?
It's a thousand spider legs on your head.
Hey, there is a part of me that wants to be bougie enough, but I mean, I really have to pay for it because I'm not going to trust some fucking random company to do this, but to do the IV bags of saline or whatever it is to rehydrate you. But again, you'd have to pay money for it because I'm not having some junkie come by and stick shit in my vein. Like, it just doesn't sound like a great plan.
This is the good shit. It's the good shit.
That's when you call the paramedics.
But I'm just saying, they have a service that you can call that will, a nurse will come out and give you an IV bag to get you out of your hangover. And I kind of love this idea. But it's kind of expensive.
If it was all fun and games, every asshole would be doing it. You fucking ride that shit out.
Right. Maybe this could be my new job.
Be the nurse that goes and gives people
ideas. I'll go to nursing school and then I'll build my company based
hangover
on...
Hangover coach.
Yep.
Hangover coach.
I might need a new job. Yeah. So anyway, I've got credentials.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm also a hangover coach. I tell you to keep drinking the next day. You're fucking welcome.
Internet, please don't steal my idea. That's my new business. Don't steal it from me. Okay.
It's a business that already exists.
We're going to do it better, and we're going to enforce the rules of the drinking game from the night before. So that cup is going to be waiting for you in the morning in the fridge. Oh, wait, bowl. Sorry.
If there's one, Mandy's imparted a few really wise words of wisdom on me. One is...
Don't hang out with Courtney.
Don't hang out with fucking Courtney. Is, okay, but if you got hit by a bus tomorrow, that'd be your ghost outfit. Do you want to wear that for the rest of your life?
I was thinking about that.
I'm going to credit Tiffany with that. I'm going to credit my friend Tiffany in Hawaii.
Okay. But it's true. I'm like, I don't want to... This is a terrible outfit. Throw in the trash. Two.
When did you guys let me record like this?
I've already forgotten what my second one was. Oh, was that, Charlotte, you're an adult now. you don't have to pound that glass of wine, that vodka soda, whatever the drink is, because I just want to go to bed, right? Pounding it's not going to get me more drunk for fun because I'm going to bed anyways. I can just dump it out. Now, mind you, I can't bring myself to do it, but I will put it in the fridge and then dump it out in the morning when I realize that it's gross. But instead of pounding it so that I can go to sleep, because again, that's doing nothing for me other than making me more hungover the next day. Throw that shit in the trash. And that's what I was thinking about during the game last night when you guys wanted me to pound a bowl of beer.
To be fair, the whole game was your fucking goddamn idea. None of us wanted to do it.
Hey, my other favorite part of last night was I was passed out on the couch asleep. I got a second wind and woke up. Then I decided we should play a game, but nobody should have listened to me because I was fucking drunk.
I get so lonely, and I just need your guys' camaraderie every now and again that I listen to all your bad ideas. No, every now and again, I wake up in the morning, and Joe will like have these like little shot glasses of his vodka with little toppers on them.
I'm going to drink that tomorrow.
That's a tomorrow finish. I get that.
You know what? I have a kind of an embarrassing story that I was never planning on telling, but I think I'm drunk enough that I probably should just do it. And the internet likes to hear the embarrassing shit
it's
anyway.
True.
From Tiffany's 21st birthday.
So we're back in Vegas, picture.
We're back in Vegas. And we are on the casino floor, and some real skeezy dudes are like probably trying to hit on Lori, I'm assuming. I don't usually get hit on, it's always Lori. But they're really. Oh, and I think Crystal was there.
Yeah,
Crystal was there for Tiffany's birthday. You know, these skeezy dudes, and then they're offering us Coke. Like, oh, and I'm saying Coke in parentheses with air quotes, because I'm telling you that was not Coke. We did some fucking meth that night.
Was it an elevator?
No. Can't it was like they gave us a little bit, and then we'd go do it in the bathroom. Or I don't know if anybody else did it besides me, but I definitely did some of it. And I was just like, oh, shit, now I'll never go to sleep again. Right. I didn't do a lot of it because I realized what was happening. And I was like,
it tastes like gasoline. I'm out.
Some fucking Coke. But I was so high and drunk that I couldn't find my wallet anywhere. And I was like, my ID's in my wallet. Like, I didn't have any money or anything, but I was just like, oh, everything I own's in my wallet. I'm not going to be able to get on the plane. And I was like going to security, and I was like a fucking coked out mess of a drunken person at like 6 in the morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can't find my shit. I'm complaining to security. I'm crying. I'm like, I gotta get on the plane. They're like, yeah, everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
But Courtney threw a shoe in my head.
Yeah, I don't know how long this went on, but probably longer than it should have. And I go back up to my room, and there's my wallet sitting on the fucking bed.
It just made me think of, like, how often, because it's Vegas, everybody's shit-faced, probably a lot, because, you know, we call that kind of amateur hour, right? It's like, how much amateur hour do these people have to deal with single day?
When was the last time that you were in Vegas or some kind of, like, you know, destination city where you bought the yard of margarita?
Vegas with Mandy, because I went to Fat Tuesdays. I went and I got the Octane.
This was 6 months ago.
It was so cold. And I was like, but we're in Vegas, so I have to do it.
I'll take 14 extra shots of 151 layered into that shit.
So your total is 75.39 for each yard of margarita with 15
great
shots
idea.
Of ramen.
Great idea. Yeah. I think this last time I learned, though, I'm like, please go to 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee, and a fucking fifth of vodka.
Fifth of Everclear, let's be real.
That's true. But yeah, just so cold. It's because it's Vegas. You're in a desert, and it was not warm out. And here I am walking around with this fucking Fat Tuesday cup. And I'm like, oh, god damn it.
It was real cold.
But yeah, so fucking Vegas. Like I say, the last time I went to Vegas, and I was so, I think I told the story, but just so fucking drunk. It was me, Mandy, and Andrea. And we had a couple martinis in the room first. Then we decided to go to a fancy dinner. So I was wearing not high heels, because I'm not a high heels kind of person, but it had a wedge and they were made of wood. And
super cute.
They were super cute, right? I had fake eyelashes on that I had magnetized to my eyelids. And then we went to go gamble a little bit. So I've had my first martini, and then I had one or two more martinis while I was gambling. Then we went to dinner.
Her eyelashes are weighing her eyes down. So, she's getting real heavy.
I'm real tired. And then we had we shared a bottle of wine at dinner. And then we had an espresso martini for dessert. So I'm like five martinis deep and some wine. And I look at Mandy and Andrea and I was like, I can't take these eyelashes anymore. And I just took them off and put them on the table. But I think I put them in my pocket, but I don't remember that because the next morning I was like, where's my eyelashes? She left them like $35.
She left them on the table at her, at the
I found them in my pocket later. No, I found them in my pocket later, but I was mortified that I left them on the table and the server had to deal with that. I would just die.
I put them in your pocket.
Oh, thank God. Great. So, but I was too embarrassed to say I was too fucked up to hang. I know normally I'm like, dude, I gotta fucking go to bed. Like, I'm done. But I was like, I gotta go gamble. You're leaving to go gamble more. Grab my purse.
Mid-dinner.
Mid-fancy dinner. We were dessert time.
Okay, fine. Mid-dessert time.
I was like, I'll Venmo you later. And I left. And I walked out because I needed to go to bed. And so I'm walking across the casino floor to get to our room where the elevators are. And I'm walking in these shoes. And I knew I was swaying a bit. But then I just ate shit on the marble floor, and it was just like I hit my knee pretty hard
on the casino floor.
On the casino floor, and everybody just stopped. And it's COVID time, so people wanted to come help me, but they're also like, "Us, I don't want to touch you because I don't know if you have COVID." And I just looked. I said, "It's fine. It's the shoes. It's the shoes." So I take my shoes off. I'm like, "I'm fine." And I get up and I start walking, and people are kind of looking at me still. And I eat it again because I'm fucking drunk. And I just hear someone go, I think that girl is drunk. And I'm like, I am drunk. And I got up. And I'm also kind of close now to where you check in. So I'm like, somebody's going to see me and try and help me. And I don't want anybody to fucking help me because I'll make it on my own. And I just ran to the elevators. And I don't know. I don't remember anything past the elevators. I have no idea how I got in the room. I don't know how I remembered the room. I have no idea. But I woke up hours later to Andrea and Mandy coming in. I'm like, I made it. I made it. Okay, good. And I'm like, well, we're gonna. And we went out and we drank more.
I probably should have been more concerned about you. But I was just like, oh, she's gambling. Me and Andrea finished dinner, had our dessert. We went gambling. We won some money. Then went back up to the room. Oh, Charlotte's passed out.
Yeah.
We didn't know any of the
debauchery. I was so drunk.
There are some times where you think that you can take care of yourself in Vegas by yourself. Mm-mm. And it's really a poor idea.
But here's the thing.
Brian telling us about the time he thought he could take care of himself in Vegas and he wound up on the other side of a construction site and in jail. Wait, what? Was in Vegas for like some like work thing or something like that, and he went through a place that he wasn't supposed to go through, wound up on the other side of a construction site, and they arrested him for being drunk in public.
That doesn't sound too far off from what you and I did in LA a couple of weeks ago with the construction site at the mall at the hotel we were staying at in Hollywood. Anyways, we'll save that for the next episode.
I mean, we were okay. We just don't know how to follow directions.
I just, you know, if there's not a sign that says don't come in here, it's an obvious construction site. It looks like a shorter way. I'm going to go through it.
If you really don't want me in there, you'll find a better way. So here's something for you. At my work back home, we had a snow situation. Pipes froze at my work. And we were open on Christmas Day. We had to close the day after Christmas because it snowed so bad people couldn't come into work. And then the Monday was the next day that we were able to open. I switched my schedule, came in to open. And a couple hours into my shift, pipe burst.
Ah, shit.
And so we had to close. So we're closing down. You know, we let the people that were in their movies, you know, like finish their movies and then leave. But we're like having to like block off like the lobby bathrooms. And Then the sprinkler pipes. Oh, shit. So the sprinkler pipes for the bathroom. It's also, I found out, I had been violating dress code for months, like wearing like a sweater I shouldn't be wearing. It doesn't, and you know, like my boss is just like, that's a really cute sweater. And I was like, you know what? I'm not wearing my suit jacket because it's fucking freezing in here. And anyway, it turns out that the heat wasn't working in the lobby. And a bunch of the frozen pipes and everything. So, you know, like the pipes burst. We wound up being like open the next day, but we had like everything like kind of strategically like, you know, like mapped out, like, you know, like, you know, like, hey, we don't want you in this area. So we're blocking off this area. We've got this like huge standee blocking this, you know, like, just don't go over there. But you still have like fucking dipshits that are just like trying to like sneak through, and you're like, hey, there's a reason that's blocked off. We don't want you in there.
Do you see that 40-foot Keanu Reeves in the lobby? He's saying, don't go in there.
You see the out of order sign that I duct taped over every bathroom door? You know, you like, you see a ladder hanging out. You see, like, you know, like parts of the ceiling falling down. Like, well, I don't want to take the 15 extra steps to go to the bathroom over there. And it's just like, fucking piece of shit. You know?
People fucking suck.
Yeah, people do.
You know who doesn't suck? Anybody who goes to Apple Podcasts and leaves us a 5-star review and a rating.
It really helps people find us.
Check out our website.
We're on all the special... Oh, wait, hold on.
Check out our website. It's called twogirlsonecup.com.
It's called lemonparty.org.
FakeGBadMormons.com. Do you have any stories about the times that you were drunk and Jesus was judging you in Vegas?
I'd love to hear about them. Email us at FAGBadMormons@gmail.com.
You too can become a patron and join our inner circle for less than a latte. It's only $3 a month.
Lattes are gross.
Right? Good Mormons don't drink coffee.
You can get our official merch from Tee Public, which is on our link tree, which is on all the social medias.
And remember that Charlotte's okay with Ted Cruz's balls in her mouth.
Thank you for listening.
You son of a bitch.
I know.